Shalom, everyone, to read from Thoth, Tablet 1 and Chapter 1. Tablet 1, every word of God has more than seven meanings. Chapter 1, the revelation of, excuse me that I do not know Hebrew and do not recognize those symbols, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. The revelation is the truth that was revealed to the servants of God, who are the saints and great souls, which must shortly come to pass, means that it will happen in a short period of time. But as we know, the time schedule of God is not like ours. 6,000 years is a short period of time for a being that has been living forever and ever, millions and billions of years. So, quote, shortly come to pass might even mean several thousand years. Quote, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of and of all things that he saw? Revelations 1:2. John is recording the word of God and the testimony of Isa, the Christ, and all the things that he saw. He is just a medium. He is not adding anything from himself. In truth, he finds all these things from his own soul, which speaks through the Christ consciousness. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Revelations 1:3. Therefore, this prophecy is one of the most important parts of the Bible, and he who hears it and understands it is, quote, a blessed one, because he will be able to understand the plan of God for the human. The revelation can be thought of as a mini-Bible. If a person understands the revelation completely and can relate the revelation to the rest of the Bible, he can understand what the true meaning of the Bible is. This is because the revelation, it is revealed how a person progresses and what all the pitfalls in the past are, why God created the universe, how he is trying to bring all of his creation to higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness, and what the purpose of life is. Also, in this book, it is described that the devil is the attraction of Maya and the power of the Tamaguna over the souls of the people, etc. The revelation described how the people are lost by following intellectual knowledge only. It is explained what Babylon is, quote, the great city, and how it made many kings and merchants. It is told how people who are looking for power, money, wealth, and fulfilling those desires will fail, and how eventually God's kingdom of heaven will be established on earth. That is why whoever hears this prophecy and understands it is a, quote, blessed one, because he will know what the plan is, how it works, and how it is going to be. Then he will become part of the great struggle with the power of the Tamaguna, or the ignorance over the souls of those lost people, and he will help this struggle to be fulfilled, continued, and progressed until the whole universe reaches higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness. Quote, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Revelations 1:4. Why are the seven churches in Asia? Because all the time the mystery of the seven energy centers of the body, chakras, were spread to the world from the region, Asia. Seven spirits are the seven truths that lead a man to become a son of God. They are the seven spheres of the universe. As the body of the human has seven chakras, also the universe has seven spheres, which are called lokas. And from Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Revelations 1:5. Christ was the faithful witness because he came and struggled to bring humanity to higher consciousness and pure consciousness. He was the, quote, first begotten of the dead, or he was the first that came from ignorance to complete enlightenment. So he was the first one that reached pure consciousness, and he became the first begotten son. He was begotten from the dead, which means ignorance, and the prince of the kings of the earth means that he is the ruler of the earth. The real kingdom of the earth has been given to him. Quote, he washed us from our sins in his own blood. Or he washed the sins of others by sacrificing himself, because he took up the struggle through the crucifixion and through showing how he can wash our sins through sacrificing to establish the kingdom of heaven. With the fire of sacrifice, we can purify the world. Quote, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelations 1:6. Eventually, it would be the sons of God who would rule his kingdom as kings and priests, Brahmins. Quote, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Revelations 1:7. Quote, cloud means confusion. He comes whenever confusion comes to humanity. Quote, when righteousness is weak and faints and unrighteousness exalts in pride, confusion, then my soul arises on earth. Bhagavad Gita 4:7. Every eye shall see him means that those who have their eyes open, third eye, will see him. They also which pierced him means that those who pierced him will also see his glory. When it is said that he will come from the sky means the same as heaven, and heaven means pure consciousness. So when he comes from pure consciousness, or he comes as an avatar, God-man. Quote, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Revelations 1:8. I was, I am, and I will be. I am everything. According to 7 levels of human consciousness, chakras, and there are many levels in each level. I shall continue with Holiest of the Holies. Can be found free at the Mission of Maitreya website at www.maitreya.org. Tablet 2, Revelation of the Revelation. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Christ. Revelations 1:9. John was in exile on an island by the name of Patmos, where he had been sent because he was struggling to establish righteousness. Quote, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Revelations 1:10. I was in the Spirit means I was in a trance. The voice of trumpet is the sound of many waterfalls which can be heard in higher consciousness. The sound of silence. Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, means I have been, I am, and I will be. I will be forever. This vision would be written down by John and sent to the symbolic seven churches, which are seven truths that reveal to humanity my messengers or messiahs who would be born in Asia. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Revelation 1:12. The seven golden candlesticks are the seven chakras. When a human masters the chakras, they become a golden light for his guidance. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with the garments down to the foot, and girt about the paps with the golden girdle. Revelations 1:13. John was not sure that the being he saw was the Son of Man or Christ. He could have been anyone. That means that each person has the potential to reach Christhood, pure consciousness. It was John's own soul. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as flame of fire. Revelations 1:14. White is always related to purity or wisdom. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. So he was very wise, and his wisdom could be seen from his countenance. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. His eyes were sharp and open to spiritual understandings. So they were like fire. He would burn to the depths of things and see right through them. And his feet like unto fine brass. And if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And his feet like unto fine brass. He had gone through such a great struggle that his feet had become like brass, as if they had been burned in a furnace. They were burned in the struggle to overcome the power of the Tamaguna. And his voice as the sound of many waters. As it was mentioned, the sound of many waters has been recognized as the sound Om by the great masters. The sound Om is related to the sound of many waters, which will be heard by the aspirant in a very high level of consciousness, or when he has reached the fifth level of progress or chakras. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp twedged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Revelations 1:16. The seven stars are the seven truths which have been revealed to humanity through Christ. Also, each star refers to the prophet of each seal, which symbolically represents each religion or truth in the greatest sign. A sharp twedged sword is the truth which comes out of the mouth of realized soul in Christ consciousness, or from the mouth of Christ. The word cuts through the superstitions and ignorance, dispels the darkness, and brings light and truth to humanity. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. Revelations 1:17. What John had really seen was his own spirit of truth, which is within each of us. The person who begins spiritual practices becomes fearful of meditating because seeing the truth within is hard. That is why when he saw who he was, one like unto the Son of Man, which is his own soul, he was afraid and fell at his feet as dead. But the soul is kind and humble. That is why he, the soul, laid the right hand upon John and comforting him by saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last, which means I will be with you in your progress from the beginning to the end. Amen. Thanks, God. I've been reading from The Holiest of the Holies, which can be found at the Mission of Maitreya website at www.maitreya.org. Again, thanks God, Salome everyone, and I will put down the mic.